Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Halloween.
Yeah.
I know.
Ooh. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Right?
Really?
Calendar? The calendar?
Really?
Yeah.
It flew by.
I was like, wait, the box is next week?
So 10 lines are crazy.
That means we're going to blink and the toy drive will be here.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait.
All right, so Ray Sawyer is here. He's a tradition around this time of year.
Yep.
Dark Angel Paranormal Investigations. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are we doing, everybody?
Good.
Is this new Ghost Audio classic hits? What do
some
we have?
Some are, and some are still. They were back from my...
Okay, so we got some new
some
and
some new stuff and some
classic
stuff.
Hits.
Bit of a mix.
It's kind of like the concert you want to see.
Right. Yeah, you want the fresh ghost stuff.
You want some new stuff.
We want the hits.
You want to hear the hits, too.
Exactly, right.
All right, what are we starting with?
The first one is...
Is your phone going nuts?
Yes,
I'm
ghost, sorry.
Is that a ghost?
It's a ghost.
Wow.
First one's going to be... this is a little girl's room. This is the second time...
What is it with the kids?
Second time it goes through.
What?
His daughter was being bothered by something every night.
Was it Al in the shed running her over?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
That would make a ton of sense. He has a van.
So he had sent her away for the weekend, and he set up a tape recorder. This is the second time he did it to see what was going on. Now, first time many years ago I had brought back, and we had this little kid crying and saying, "I'm sorry." He got it all over again, the same voice and the same cry.
So there's something really there.
Yeah,
and it's
something
saying this
is
has
in
the
his
same
room
message.
That's been annoying his little girl.
Wow. So a repeat appearance.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man.
That's what he heard on the tape recorder.
Name three. You guys chuckle. I crap myself.
No, I got chills. I was like, I'm terrified.
I just picked up the Goonies guy.
I feel sad for this spirit.
Right. Or maybe it wants to be sad. So you can take over your soul.
I think it's looking for a friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's what the problem
see?
Is. And the little girl sees it. Like, you know that you got the little girl, the little boy at the end of your driveway.
Yeah.
I think the little girl sees her. And they talk to each other, but because he took her away for the weekend, he's upset because now you've taken my plaything away.
Okay.
How do you know? Wait. How do you know?
You read the book.
That's a lot of info.
They hand you like
a ghost guide.
It's the feelings I told you before.
Okay,
it's
so you're feelings. Guessing.
Yes.
Intuition.
Surmising.
Okay.
It's a theory.
It's how I feel.
It's a theory. And
I'm just trying to follow along here.
Right.
Claircognizance? Like different types of clairvoyancy. Claircognizance is like you just get the deep knowing of.
Well, I've been in this room and I know the child was there.
Yeah.
I would have the kid ask the thing, what are you sorry for?
Because he knows that the person, he keeps waking the child up and it's aggravating the parents.
No.
And. So, because he took him away, all of a sudden he doesn't have his plaything.
Right.
And like I say, I've been in this room, I've sat in there, and I felt the child playing in the room.
You feel just, like the coldness and
it's
stuff
just
like
things,
that.
Yeah,
are things ever like misplaced in that room? Has the
things
dad
move.
Been like...
Things are moved.
Where'd my wallet
time.
Go? Damn it.
All the time.
Yeah.
Can you play that clip again, please?
No.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
That's familiar.
What's that?
And you know why?
Why?
Because I thought that's what I was going to be saying Saturday night at Dodger Stadium for wearing the Yankee cap. I thought they were going to just like jack me up in a corner and I was going to be like, I'm sorry.
You know, if you close your eyes, you can picture it.
You had me. I was over here like, oh. Not funny.
That's creepy, Ray.
That's sounds creepy. Like whales communicating.
He's used to that.
I said,
it's nothing to him,
right?
Investigations.
You ever see the cop shows where they're like eating a sandwich over a dead body?
Yeah.
Is he here? Did you hear this?
They have the chips on the head of the person.
Yeah.
Bags open.
He's in a donut going, yeah.
It's a spirit from another dimension saying,
kid
I'm
got taken
sorry.
Away.
And he's like, yeah.
Kid got taken away.
Is that, oh, no, that? I get excited. I go, oh, God, this is wonderful.
Right, this is right.
I got. I struck gold.
Tomorrow's Halloween. Ray is a Halloween tradition on the show. It's Ray Sawyer. Dark Angel Paranormal Investigations.
Yay.
Just heard like a ghost saying, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
See, now I'm going to laugh.
I know.
Because you did that.
Well, that sounded.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. A cartoon character.
What's next, Ray?
This is in the house. Matter of fact, it's not down. It's just down the street from this place.
Really? My house?
It's an older house. Down in the basement, while we were investigating the house, we found out that there was a caretaker that used to take care of the house. It was back in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And he used to only use this one doorway. So we were sitting in the dark down at the bottom of the door and asking
questions. Why are you there?
We were asked to show. They said there were things that were happening in the house.
Things were happening. Right? Okay.
So I went to the house, did my walkthrough, and then while we were sitting in the bottom basement, right by the door, you'll hear a gentleman's voice go, we say, are you the caretaker? He goes, right. And then he goes, get out of here.
Yep. That's him, all right.
Okay.
Yay.
First, how do you know that this door he was using all the time? How'd you figure that one out?
It was through the Historical Society.
They said that?
Had stuff that
this
said
is the
he
door
was,
he used.
He took care of this. It was the only door he ever used to get into the house.
Whoa.
So.
Pretty thorough.
He was not happy that we were by his door.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be sitting in the dark, by the way?
Oh, I know.
Does this not work with lights on?
Sitting in the dark. I was like, I'd never. No.
It does?
Well, it relaxes everybody there because everybody's kind of keyed up listening.
It would be the opposite for me.
Yeah.
Like, the dark would make me more, like, insane.
Wait, what was that sound?
It'd get wet immediately.
See, I get comfortable.
Someone would, like, drop a pen. What was that? What was that?
Okay, here we go.
He's the caretaker of this program, of the floor of the ground.
It's...
All right, run that.
All right, that's right.
What am I about to hear?
You're going
to
hear right.
So you say something about the caretaker.
I'm talking about the caretaker, and he goes right because he agreed with me, but then he goes, get out of here.
It kind of trails away. You can hear the right more clearly than the second part.
Oh, which is not as... scary as a get out of here. It's almost like get out of here.
Boy, used to hearing that.
Yeah,
right.
It did almost feel kind of conversational. Yeah
it's not get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, that would make a difference. That would make a difference.
That would be a difference.
Yeah, you're picturing the end of the Amityville Horror. Get out!
Yeah. That would make things evacuate from my body.
Let's hear that again.
He's a caretaker of this program. On the ground. Cool.
I didn't hear the get out of here. I heard that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was waiting for get up and boogie. That's right. Get up and boogie.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Get up and boogie.
Get up and boogie.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
I get him in a burp.
Hold on, Ray. Do over.
Ray Sawyer, Dark Angel Paranormal Investigations in studio. This was in Milford?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. And I heard that that's right. I didn't hear get out of here. Can we hear that again?
Oh, yeah.
Now get out of here. Yep.
Okay. You heard it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now get out of here.
Get out of here.
It's almost like he's walking away from
you. Scrap.
Right. He says it like over his shoulder.
Yeah. Scrap, you bastard.
What did you do? Did you get out at that point? Or did you didn't hear
we
it?
We don't hear that. No, we don't hear it until we played our tape recorders back.
Gotcha.
Man, that's the work that you people do. The hours and hours and hours.
Sifting.
Then you have to go back through.
Right.
And you can't not pay attention to like 5 seconds because that could be the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Right.
And you play it over and over to make sure you're hearing what you're hearing.
Right. Then you find somebody's kid actually found it and goes, what's this thing? Is this on? Hello? Hello? 10 thing 1 2 3. Look, I'm Taylor Swift.
Have you guys ever gone up to Old Wethersfield where they have all the colonial houses? I guess a lot of the old witch trials happen there too.
I live over there.
Oh, you live over there.
Yes.
Of course you do.
That'd be yes.
He's like, I live in the graveyard.
I live in Wethersfield.
Oh,
and
cool.
I walk through those areas all the time.
Yeah.
And I've got a few friends that own houses there.
Yeah.
Some of their houses are just amazing to walk through.
But do you pick up on stuff?
I pick up on a lot of things. Yeah. Oh, I feel.
Cool. Yeah.
And I could tell people about what's happening.
Don't go that way. That's what they want you to do.
All right, what's next, Ray?
The next one is a house from, it was down towards Enfield, Connecticut. You'll hear "Help me" and then "Help us."
Is it Little Richard?
Help me! Somebody help me!
Look out!
Yeah, what is that? Gravy, mashed potato.
Like, it's a commercial. I think it's a Geico. Is it Geico?
It's Geico.
Yeah.
But what is he saying? Cranberry, mashed potato.
Cranberry sauce.
What?
That's an all-time commercial.
What's the
Geico.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Yeah.
What's the list of
Jessica
ingredients?
Is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired a celebrity.
It was Thanksgiving night when I accidentally hit a deer.
Whoa, look out!
Called Geico, expecting to get a recording, but someone was there to help me.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Geico got my claim in the works right away, and I was actually able to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo!
Love that commercial.
All right, so we hear the ghost of Little Richard now.
Right.
Let's hear it.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I heard "Help me, help us."
Yeah, the help me's much clearer.
Yeah.
Right?
What's the wavy sound?
It's just the way it comes through on a tape recorder.
It's like the spirits or whatever.
They're on a different volume or level from us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we play our tape recorders, we get a lot of this bad feedback or the
warbling almost.
Yeah.
It's never a sound check for those things.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I got a story that hasn't really been told about the Lindley Street haunting.
Oh! Ray Sawyer is here at Dark Angel Paranormal Investigations. We have a story that's never been heard before.
Yeah.
From Lindley Street in Bridgeport. You know, Ray does this for free. If you have a haunting in your house, if you've been hearing strange noises or feel some kind of a weird presence.
Yeah.
That is not your mother-in-law.
Exactly.
He will come out and record and do his whole thing. And it's 100% free.
Free.
Yep.
He does it for the love.
Exactly.
203-882-9757. But call Ray. We'll link up on his stuff there so you can get in touch with him directly. All right. Let's find out what this story from Lindley Street is. Sal in Milford.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Very nice to be here and talk to you guys. I had a cousin, Mike Rodriguez, retired Bridgeport Police Department.
Oh.
Vietnam vet as well. He told me that the cat in the house told one of the police officers that he knew his brother who died in the Army.
That's like right out of The Exorcist, man.
Yeah, cats don't talk about stuff like that.
When the cat started talking like the mother.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
And the guy actually had a brother who passed away in the Army. Also, I'm not sure if anybody knew, the cement swan's head turned slightly also. And this was all, discussed from my cousin, who was a Bridgeport policeman with all his men there.
Is your cousin still alive?
No, Mike Rodriguez recently passed away.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Because I remember reading about him in various stories.
He was in everything. He was an all around great guy. He was in La Bianche Plaza. He was he was in the midst of many, many things. He was a great man. Everybody adored and loved him.
Did he do something with the Warrens?
I'm not 100% sure on that.
There was a story that the Warrens were doing one of their seminars, and one of the Bridgeport police officers showed up. told a similar story.
Yeah.
So
that's why that event was so credible, is you had guys who were like, look, I've seen everything. I can't explain this.
Real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lived one block away, and I also went to the school right behind the house, Reed Middle School. And we hung around in those woods, especially a certain spot called the Bud Rock, where we all hung out.
Why was it called the Bud Rock?
That's where you meet your buddies.
Right.
Bud Rock, Budweiser.
Gotcha. Oh, see, I was thinking like weed bud.
Marijuana. Yeah. Green bud.
Yeah.
Green
red bud.
All buds work.
We had everything, you know. Sometimes we couldn't find our way out of the woods. But also, don't forget,
give me buds.
Behind that is that huge cemetery. Oh. And there was always rumors about burials in the woods there as well.
Yeah. The buzzer didn't make it.
All right, well, thank you.
There's a lot of spirit activity in that area.
Mm. Place to not hang out.
Yeah, there's Budweiser spirit, and then right. There's like spirit.
Right,
and
the smoke.
There are so many good spirits in that area and so many evil spirits, just like every, you know.
I'm not a fan of the evil ones.
Yep.
All right, Sal. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, Ray Sawyer's here. We'll link up to all his stuff on the radio station website. And if you have some odd occurrences in your house you want him to check out, he'd be happy to do it free of charge.
Yep.
Definitely.
Didn't you find something here in this building?
Yeah, well, I found the gentleman, the janitor.
Ralph.
Ralph.
Oh.
He was out by the bathroom when I first walked in.
Oh, come on.
Ralph.
Of course I greet him.
I say hi to Ralph every time I come
every
in.
Every morning.
Do you?
Yeah, I say, good morning, Ralph. How's it going?
Can't wait to come in and work by myself on Sunday.
I've been doing this for years. Yeah. No. And you said that Ralph was the guy I saw at the end of the hallway.
At the end of the hallway.
That time walked into the wall.
Yep. But there's also.
But your guy was dressed in a suit.
He was dressed in a suit, yeah.
Yeah.
Janitors don't wear suits.
But they bury in a suit.
Wow. Oh, crap.
Right. Oh, my God.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Listen, no, every morning when I walk in, as soon as I walk in, I go, morning, Ralph. How are you doing? I go, thanks for everything you do. Place always looks great. Then I hit the elevator.
Then you come in the studio and you bitch about everybody.
Then I hit the elevator. He didn't do it. Then I hit the elevator button. And as I'm going, I go, have yourself a good day, Ralph. Talk to you later. Take care, buddy.
You say this every day.
Every single time I've done that.
We got to go through your OCD.
It is not nothing.
Routines, turning the doorknobs, walking around the table.
Pulling out it 17
weird,
times.
Weird crap right. Used to happen here early in the morning. Like sounds, I see like a person.
Like a shadow.
Go past the window.
All right, so I've witnessed that once here.
Yes.
Where there was no one in the building.
Right.
And I saw a shadow go right by the window. They were walking as if they were walking down the hall to the studio, and then there was no one there.
Exactly.
There is something to this.
I thought I saw that too once, and I just told myself it was a light glimmer. Because I've been here, and I literally think I see something go by, and I'm like, reflection.
Well, every single time I do that.
Why do you think I bring my stuffed animal with me? I bring my little Squishmallow with me to the studio, and it sits on the chair.
And what's that supposed to do? Scared. Protect you?
You throw it at
him. It's my security thing. I'm 32 years old, and I have a stuffed animal.
But every time I do that, nothing ever happens.
Right. Since we talked, I told you about that.
Just say hi. Just acknowledge him.
That's all you got to do. Just greet him.
Just acknowledge him. Yeah.
I'm scared.
See, now
bring a Squishmallow for Ralph.
His name is Ralph. Okay. He's not going
to
hurt
you. Say hi to Ralph.
Yeah. Hey, hi, Ralph.
Hi, Ralph.
Yeah.
Hi, Ralph.
Was that Ralph?
Was
that Ralph? Get him.
And I saw a shadow in the window of the door. He was standing in the window in the door.
I think that was the boss giving us the finger.
Emily. The chosen one.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We have time for one more sound. Which one is this?
You're going to play number four, Phil?
Okay.
Number four.
Yeah, this is in a basement in a house in Connecticut. You'll hear cannot allow, and then you'll hear a little bit of a pause and it'll say why, and then they just go off, and I could never figure out what else was being said.
Okay, so it starts with cannot allow.
Cannot allow. Then you'll get a little space and then why, and then it just trails
off. Unknown stuff.
But you'll hear...
Okay. Something.
Something.
Here we go. Whoa. There sounds like there's two voices.
There's two
at
people
the end.
Involved in that.
Like, yeah.
There's a woman and a man.
Yes.
There's a male
like a ghost,
voice and a woman's voice.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
The male ghost is trying to get some action.
Exactly.
She's like, cannot allow.
I was going to say the future.
It's something like a ghost dirty movie. They're both out of breath. You've got to go. So you've got to get out now.
A little ghost action.
Right? Maybe they're just singing Baby It's Cold Outside. Right. Yeah. You got to go.
They can't stay.
Baby, you're dead inside.
Cindy, Long Island.
Hi, good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody.
We only have a couple of seconds here. What do you got?
All right. Well, welcome back, AJ, really quickly. But yes. I worked, the company I worked at, from what I was told, I've never experienced them, but we had an apparition named Geronimo in the warehouse.
No, that wasn't an apparition. That was like people saying stuff's falling.
Did he jump a lot?
You work with a bunch of idiots driving forklifts trying to kill themselves.
That's right. His name wasn't Geronimo. That's the last thing he said before he died.
That was a flight.
That's what they called him.
That was a skydiving school next door.
Geronimo!
He probably dove off of one of the pallets of flour.
Right.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And, flower angel.
And Emily, just keep swivel head on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You're not easing her at all.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's fine. What does that mean,
swivel head?
I'm bringing my holy water.
Keep your eye out.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
She's going to bring her sage smudge.
Oh, I'm bringing my sage. Calling Nani.
Ray Sawyer, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, man.
My pleasure.
Why do we wait every year? Let's get you in the summer.
Yeah, summertime ghosts.
Halfway. We're going to do, Ruth will love this. We're going to do halfway to Halloween.
Nice.
Okay?
Cool. Ghosts
by the
pool.
Ruth will find the date, and then we'll bring in all of our favorites.
Pool ghosts.
We've done that before.
Yeah, halfway to Halloween.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can try to.
Ray Sawyer, Dark Angel, Paranormal Investigations. We're going to link up to your stuff. And again, tribe members, if you have some kind of weirdness going on at your house, not Al in the Shed weirdness, but spirit activity.
Unexplained weirdness.
Yes. Ray will come out and take care of it for you. Thank you, Ray.
You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers, made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters, with 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small-batch meals. Get ready-to-eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.